You can now get a bachelor's degree on the North Slope. Illisagvik College, Alaska's only tribal college, began offering a Bachelor's of Business Administration this fall. It's part of the college's mission to provide local education for future leaders in the community. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Ravenna Koenig has more.
The main campus for Illisagvik College is located in what's known in Utqiagvik as the Narl Complex. It's the spot where the Naval Arctic Research Laboratory used to be, till it was shuttered about 40 years ago. A short drive north of town, it's a collection of scattered Quonset huts and a boxy blue building lofted up on stilts.
Our main entrance, beautiful view out into the tundra.
That's Pearl Brower, president of the college. Brower says that the vision for higher education on the North Slope began back in the 1970s with the borough's first mayor, Eben Hobson Sr. Hobson felt strongly that local education was the key to self-governance, and he made it one of his top priorities.
He recognized that that was going to be one of the most important things for the future of the North Slope, given the fact that we were playing such a major role in oil and gas development and the fact that we were on the edge of the Arctic in regards to science and climate change.
Over the years, higher education here has gone through several iterations. But in the 90s, Illisagvik College was established in its current form, offering vocational certificates, associate degrees, and short-term workforce development training. And then, this fall, the college launched its very first bachelor's degree program in business administration.
Now, budgets do affect the way people behave. You don't want it to be too easy, you don't want it to be too hard, because then it's not really a motivator.
It's 5:30 p.m., and Professor David Rice is teaching a managerial accounting course to a classroom of five students. The main topic of today's class? Budgets. How you set them, who in an organization should get a say, and the advantages and disadvantages of different types of budgeting tactics.
So budget slack can be good that way, but what can be the problem with budget slack?
You never try to hit the budget because you've got all this slack in there.
It kind of goes back to where maybe it makes it a little bit too easy. You're not running your department very efficiently.
Not all of the students in this class are part of the bachelor's program, but one of them, Roxana N. Evikana, is a brand new enrollee.
I just started literally last week.
Evikana grew up on the North Slope. She did take some college in Anchorage and Washington State, but now that she's back, she's excited that she can work towards her degree without leaving behind the things that are important to her here.
Me and my family try to live a subsistence lifestyle as best as I can. I believe that's what's best for my children growing up, you know, hunting and living the subsistence lifestyle. And being home, being able to go to college at the same time is the best.
Evikana is an accounting manager for Utqiagvik's Village Corporation. She says she joined the bachelor's program mostly because it was a personal goal of hers, but also because she thinks she may want to open her own business one day.
There's not much entertainment, I believe, so that I'm kind of leaning towards that. Bowling, movies, you know, something fun.
Her professor, David Rice, says that most of the students in the bachelor's program are like Evikana. They're not taking the course because they don't have jobs. They're taking it to open up more opportunities down the road.
They're just making sure that they're getting the training so they can move up to upper management. And that keeps the jobs here in the local population. It keeps the money here in the local population. We don't have to bring as many people up from the lower 48 or even from Anchorage.
President Brower echoes this idea. She hopes the bachelor's program will give local students the qualifications they need to fill positions that might otherwise go to applicants from elsewhere.
We see this influx of an outside workforce in our state, but we have every ability to have local control of that. But that takes education. In today's world, it's not the world of our ancestors. And in today's world, we need that education to go along with our Indigenous experiences.
While the Bachelor's in Business Administration is Illisagvik's first, Brower says the college hopes to soon have another. They recently started offering courses in elementary education with an Indigenous focus, and they hope to grow it to a bachelor's program in the coming years. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Utqiagvik.